course, welcome back to the show. One of our old buddies here, Republican State Senator Tony Wong, is going to join us. Hey, Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I there's a piece of video that's making its way around the state, and I know you and the fellow Republicans have talked about the fact that in the past, a special transportation fund has had money taken out of it to fill other budget holes. And our buddy Len Susio has talked about this, Len Fasano, and Tony, you have, as how Democrats try and cover their rear ends when they do this. And apparently, Kathy Austin was during a committee hearing the other day, and the video is available. People can find it. And she said the following. You ready for this, Brad? Here's what she said. Folks, I want you to listen up, and we're going to get Tony to try and explain this craziness. Kathy Austin said, quote, money has never been taken out of the special transportation fund. We diverted some of the money.
Oh, diverted it.
From going into it. That's different.
You got to be kidding me.
Tony, how do you sit there? See, this is why I could never run for the General Assembly. How do you sit there, and how does your head not crack open when you hear stuff like this?
Well, for a politician, I'm speechless. I was speechless when I heard it. It is remarkable, the sausage-making that occurs in Hartford and in government is one of the fundamental reasons why the issue of tolling, the issue of taxing people more to be able to use their cars to get to and from work, to conduct their daily activities, the taxing of hardworking people is just another example of the lack of trust that people have.
That's right.
In government. From the fact that we know we don't take money from the special transportation. We just divert it.
We divert it.
We just move it down the line.
The lockbox.
Well, I tell you, I
can't believe this.
Tony,
stuff.
That is, you know what? Listen, I know money gets moved around in budgets all the time, but the out-and-out arrogance of somebody to get up there, how, I'll ask this age-old question, Tony, how stupid do they think we are?
Well, the people aren't stupid.
No, exactly.
But again, sometimes the politicians and the policymakers think they're smarter than the people. See, I'll give you an example. This language of diverting segues perfectly into the comforting statement that we now have a lockbox for transportation. But think about that. Once the money's in the lockbox, we can't touch it because of the constitutional amendment. But guess what, Paul? Guess what, Brad? That money, before it goes in the lockbox, can always be diverted.
That's right.
That is the language in the statute that we pass through, the public pass through, under the premise of a transportation lockbox. The reality is, if you collect a dollar, I can divert 50 and just only put 50 in the transportation fund, and it's locked. It's an absolute continuation of the lack of trust from Governor, then candidate Lamont, saying, it's trucks only, to now a full-out 83 or 52 or whatever the number of gantries for everyone is another example of a flip-flop policy that continues to build on the lack of trust that the Connecticut resident, hardworking taxpayers just don't believe that you're collecting taxes from me, that you're going to stop spending. There's no structural major spending cuts in anything I've seen coming through the General Assembly.
There you go. And we all know it right now.
Yeah, right?
We know it right now. They don't have to tell us.
You know.
And to hear people talk about the burden it has on them, the escalating burden, I'm just saying, if we really listen to the people, rather than the arrogance of a strict party line vote, you should have heard the testimony of legislators in the General Assembly. That's why this vote in transportation is not an inevitability of installing tolls, because nearly half of the Democrats who voted for tolling bills said they reserve their decision for the full vote in the House or the Senate.
Yeah, I saw that little CYA thing. Yeah, I did see that. And, you know, that didn't surprise me, Tony. But, my God, listen, keep up the fight. We appreciate it here. We have as many of you folks on as we can. But, you know, this language, this doublespeak, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
But it's not a surprise to Connecticut residents who have been misled, who do not trust that the dollars you collect in state government are properly used, and they'll stop spending the money.
Bingo. Tony Wong, thank you. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend, Tony. We appreciate it. Thank you. There you go.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tony.